Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello. You're listening to BFN. This is the podcast about infertility, IVF, and the trials of trying for a baby. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Emma. And we're both card-carrying members of the Infertility Club.
Gabs, mate, are you okay?
I'm okay, yeah, I'm all right. I'm just surviving. I'm a little bit mad.
Yeah.
I haven't been sleeping much.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, weren't we? And that's basically almost definitely progesterone.
I didn't know that was going to happen. I knew I'd be quite tired, but I didn't know I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because I think I remember... It's funny how it all goes so fast, isn't it? But, like, I definitely remember getting, like, these really vivid dreams before transfers and, like, in the run-up to transfers and then just after transfers.
It's bizarre.
It is really weird. And I think progesterone is definitely linked with, like, crazy vivid dreams. That's why they say that when like, one of the early pregnancy symptoms is really vivid dreams because your progesterone is rising so fast.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you're doing a transfer and you're on artificial progesterone, that's not a symptom. It's just a thing.
It's just something you have to deal with, yeah. Well, yes, what fun we're having. I'm only on day... What day am I on, Emma?
Five? You're on day five. I'm counting for you.
All right. Should I tell you how the transfer went?
Yeah. Oh my God. We haven't talked about your transfer.
No.
Sorry. I thought we had.
No.
Right. Please tell me everything.
Yeah. Well, we had to go to London for it, obviously, which is not where I live. And I thought I was being super, super clever because my transfer was at 20 past 11 in the morning. And so we had to drive there. And I was like, I'm not going to get caught out trying to find parking near King's. I'm going to use Just Park. I've used it before. It's great. You just drive in someone's driveway and like. And I was telling this to my friend. I was like, "Oh my God, it's so good. You guys should use it." And then we get to the parking space, and it is too small for my car. And my car's not that big. It's a small SUV. It's a small SUV. And basically, yeah, there was no way I could get into. And the person next to the space had parked over the line a bit, and then it was just too tight. And I was like, fuck, what are we going to do? We're going to be late for the transfer. So I was wearing my Just Relax jumper. I'm literally sprinting through King's.
Oh my God. What did you do? Where did you park?
We drove a little bit closer and just parked on the bloody road. There were spaces. I needn't have bothered. I know.
Yeah,
it was fine.
In these situations, it's better to be safe than sorry, even though you were sorry then safe.
Yeah. Exactly. I felt like such a numpty. I was like, fuck's sake. Anyway, so like, yeah, we ran in a bit sweaty and panicky. And and yeah, and then I had to get my clothes off, wear my gown, my bum showing.
Nice.
And put my jazzy socks on. Bought some jazzy socks for the occasion.
Yeah, they are on Instagram, aren't they?
They were. They were for a moment. really nice, really nice jazzy socks. I took pleasure in choosing those. And then, went in, and it's so, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you've done it, I suppose, it's still just not very nice.
No. No, it's funny that, isn't it? Like having your cervix literally wrenched open and then a little stick stuck up it isn't very nice. And like quite a lot of pairs of eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Just on your vagina. Yeah. Positioning it correctly. And then your husband's sitting there, or partner, like an absolute plum.
Yeah. He
doesn't know where to, like Mr. Gabby didn't know where to put his hands. And he kept trying to like touch my shoulder. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, I felt like I should like be here.
I make John hold my hand, and then when it gets really uncomfortable, I squeeze, and he goes, chill out.
Oh, that's quite nice, holding hands. I should have probably done that instead of just...
Yeah, but then you squeeze, and then he goes, chill out. And you're like, I'm not fucking chilling out, you twat.
Yeah. My God, you can't say that to you, legs akimbo, desperate for a wee.
Well, you know this story, don't you? That, like, when I had that weird heart thing, and they gave me this drug that essentially stopped my heart... I went like completely blue because there was no oxygen circulating around my body for a minute. And I squeezed John's hand and John went, chill out, Emma.
God. And he's never lived it down. And he's still doing it again.
And I'm still John, broadcasting about it.
When will you learn?
Yeah. Okay. So that happened and everything was straightforward.
Yeah, it was. I was praised for the fullness of my bladder, which I was very proud of. The guy told me, he was like, you're the first person today to come with a full bladder. I was like, yes.
What?
I was like, I do. No one had done it.
What?
I know.
But it says right there on the notes that you read 50 times.
I know. People just didn't do it. Maybe they were like, oh, it doesn't really matter or something. And I'm like, it does matter. It matters. It
does matter. Yeah. It's always about achieving the balance of the fullness of the bladder. Like, you don't want to piss yourself there on the table.
In his face. Golden shower.
That would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? I wonder if it's ever happened.
Surely. I mean, I think I did got the balance quite well. I wasn't desperate, but I did need a wee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it went well. And then, you know, out comes the embryo.
Mm-hmm.
4BB. I don't know what that means.
4BB. Little 4BB. What were yours? Probably about the same vibe. I can't remember. I was shown, but I now can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know what my first one was either. Anyway, I was like, oh, interesting.
Because they, when you're doing an NHS one, they say, oh, they're top quality, but they don't give you any specifics.
Yeah, they don't tell you. That's it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the first one I've ever known. And so, yeah, that went in. We watched it go. Whew. Fly in with this little spark. My husband had clearly just not been engaging in the process until this moment. Do you know what I mean? He was like, oh my God, this is really happening. I'm like, where have you been? Why did you not know this was happening? I know. God, he's just like, oh, come on, men, honestly. So then, yeah, and it went, and they were like, all right, off you go. Just, you know. Take it easy. Don't go crazy. I was like, okay. And we went for pho afterwards, for Vietnamese noodle soup in my favourite place in Peckham, which I was really happy about because I haven't been for ages because I don't live there anymore.
Lovely.
That was good. I thought bone broth was a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Really good idea.
I mean, our acupuncturist would be very pleased with me for that, I think.
I was going to say Louis would be impressed.
It's bony. It's brothy.
It's got all the good stuff in it.
And then I went home and went to a 40th birthday party. Now, that is not something I think Louis would have told me to do.
But you had a nice time.
I had a great time. It was a really great party. And I... obviously didn't drink, and I thought to myself, I was like, oh, I'll stay until like 10 and then go home. I ended up staying, I think we left at like 10:45, which is probably a bit later, but it was so much fun.
Well, mate, I think that's good.
Yeah, it was good. It's good. I got scared of my dancing at one point. I was dancing. I wasn't dancing too much. I was like just a little bit of dancing. But then, you know, I'd be like, oh, I've danced too much now.
Too vigorous. Could have dislodged the embryo.
The embryo is now, well, I read somewhere something about ectopics and that you can, if you're really vigorous, you can like knock it into the fallopian tubes. And I was like, oh, fuck, I've knocked that right in.
Where the fuck did you read that?
I don't know.
That sounds like the biggest load of bullshit that I've ever heard in my life.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I have spent the last 3 weeks Googling everything like a fucking lunatic.
Mate, Dr. Google. I know. Does not have a medical license.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I've just forgotten all of our advice.
Yeah. I don't think that you can dislodge an embryo into the far reaches of your fallopian tubes simply by dancing.
Well,
I don't think that's possible. I mean, look, I'm happy to be corrected. And if there's any doctors listening to us who disagree, please get in touch. But yeah. I think that's bullshit.
Well, so it doesn't have to go all the way up the tube, does it, to be ectopic, though? It could just be on the edge of the tube.
I mean, you're talking to the person who was told that their first pregnancy was ectopic despite having two sealed tubes. So, like, fuck knows. But
yeah, oh, God.
I just think that's bullshit.
Yeah, you're calling bullshit. Well, I'm sure we'll find
calling
out.
Bullshit.
I mean, I do feel a bit silly because I was... You know, I had a nice night. I drank some peppermint tea. I did have a small boogie. I talked to my friends. I smiled. I told everyone in the fucking room what was doing, what was going on. No secrets here. I told everyone. Even people I don't even know very well. Like, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, you know that's my approach to IVF.
Yeah, I think I've borrowed it off you. And yeah, so that was nice. Next day was nice, and then Monday came, and then I was on my own at my desk, and then the madness started to sink in. And
okay.
Yeah.
So what form did this madness take?
Well, vigorously Googling, and not being able to work for more than 5 minutes at a time, and then back to Googling.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed as well, I'm not being very cautious about Googling baby stuff. Like, I'm straight in there looking at baby clothes on Vinted like a fucking dickhead, and I'm breaking all of my own rules basically. And now, oh, biggest rule of all, I swore I would never test early, and last time I did not want to test early. I had no interest in that whatsoever. I wanted to test on the day they told me, and I wasn't deviating from my plan this time, mm-hmm. I'm like, when can I test? How quickly can I do it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I've worked out that I'm probably going to do it. I've been told Wednesday to test. I might test Saturday.
Okay, that's quite far in advance. That's 7 days.
It's 7 days after transfer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also realised, because at first I was like, why don't I just test now? I'm just going to do it now. And then I remembered that I'd had a trigger on the Saturday before my transfer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And that's, just for those who don't know, it's eight and... some triggers are HCG, which is the pregnancy hormone, so they can show up on a test. So basically, mm-hmm. you can get a false positive.
Exactly. So then that talked me down. I didn't do any testing. Okay. I haven't done any testing.
So when will that leave your system? Do you know?
It says give it 2 weeks. So that is 2 weeks. I'm literally giving it 2 weeks.
Precisely, 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly what the internet says, because obviously mm-hmm. the internet is always correct. And so yeah, I'm like, it's just really hard. I just like, I can't sleep at night. I'm waking up and thinking about things. Like I can't, my brain is racing constantly. And it's funny because this time I feel like it's not as high stakes. Like I'm okay with it not working. I don't know if that'll mm-hmm. be the case if I do the test. But at the moment, I feel like it's fine. You know, I'm not going to be completely devastated. I think I'll be all right. But I just, like, I can't function not knowing.
Yeah, it's just about not knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, what's next for me? What do my next 9 months look like?
Exactly. Exactly. It's just it's quite big, isn't it? And I've been so fun, like... I'm pretty sure my last transfer and my last 2 week wait, I didn't have any kind of sort of symptoms of any type. And this time I've had like mad cramps and twinges and pains and throbbing and all sorts. Feels like something's definitely going on.
So did those cramps that you're talking about, did they happen? Because you kind of texted me the night of the transfer and you were like, I'm getting really bad cramps.
Yes,
did they continue in the same way?
It was then and then, not in the same way, but every couple of days, quite vibey in the
and
department.
This is interesting because, these symptoms won't be pregnancy symptoms. They will be drug symptoms. So this is just progesterone. Yeah, so you get those funny stretchy feelings and that is the drugs. And it's all the drugs, because I've been messaging somebody recently who was like, I'm not getting any symptoms. And I was like, no, I think with my first pregnancy, I certainly didn't get any symptoms apart from the little twingy pulley feelings until I was like 10, 11 weeks pregnant.
Mm. Well, yeah, I didn't get any symptoms at all first time round until I think the day before I tested.
Right.
My official test day, because I was, as I mentioned, being good, I got kind mm-hmm. of periody cramps, because I remember freaking out because I thought my period was coming.
Right.
So that's the only symptom I remember from the first time around. So this time has been completely different, which is weirding me out a bit.
It's interesting that you're reacting to progesterone differently.
Yeah. I was doing more progesterone last time as well, because I was injecting as well.
Yeah, I remember you were on all the stuff, weren't you?
I was jacked up.
Yeah, but you were on estrogen as well last time, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that balanced you.
Yeah, cancelled each other out, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Cancelled each other out.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's all very strange, isn't it?
I just think it's important to point out that, like, those symptoms are not signs that you are or are not pregnant.
Yeah. I think that's very important to point out, because I've also been texting people who are saying I've got no symptoms and they're freaking out. And
yeah,
that was me. And
of course.
It worked out. Do you know what I mean? So just because, I don't know why I'm putting two and two together now. I'm like, oh, well, that must be the embryo. It must
be. Our brains do to us. That's what happens.
I know, because you see it, don't you? And then you think, oh, of course, that's it. Well, my husband, Mr. Gabby, wanted me to test on Mother's Day. And I was like, no fucking way. No fucking way. That is too high pressure and weird. And I don't like it. And I'm not doing it.
I'd be really interested to hear from anybody who's got any very strong views about testing early or not testing early.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can read them out on the next episode. Because, like, with my first transfer, I refused to test early. With my second one, I tested a little bit early just out of practicality. And that was, I think I had the Friday off work and I tested on the Friday, which was like a couple of days early. And that gave me an entire weekend to like get over it, basically.
Yeah.
And then with this one, I tested I tested about 8 days after transfer because I was in a lot of pain and I wanted to stop the drugs if I could.
Mm-hmm.
But, so it was a really kind of, it's been a progression with me about when to test. But I don't feel like any of them made me like a better patient, you know?
Well, you had quite practical reasons both times there to test a bit early.
Yeah, I think the first time I was quite blindsided by the grief. Mm. So the next time I was like, I'm going to give myself a bit of time to like get over the pain of you know, it not working.
Yeah.
And it did work, which was nice.
Yes, so you had the weekend to just have the nice news.
Yeah, exactly. And then this time, like, I had planned to wait, actually, but I was just, you know, with the cyst of doom, I was in so much pain.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted it to stop and go away.
I don't know why I'm being so impatient then. It's very strange. It's not like me. I'm not an impatient person. I'm actually generally quite level-headed, but... And you're really impatient.
Yeah,
the tables have turned. I'm just going to test now. All day, back and forth.
That's so funny. I think I, like, with the testing, definitely during my first time, I had this like thing in my head that I was like, if I test early, then it's somehow going to make it not work because I don't know, because I'm like jinxing it or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then obviously I tested on the right day and it didn't work. So I was like, fuck this. Fuck you, universe.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm taking matters into my own hands from now on.
Yeah. But one conversation that we did have this week was looking up the line progression. And like, if you go onto Instagram, people post pictures of their line progression. So some people test on like day 4, day 5, day 6, day 7.
Yeah.
And post how much of a line they've got.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I personally would not test as early as day 5 because I would be worried that if there wasn't a line, my head would explode. Or if there was a faint line, my head would explode.
I was talking to someone on Insta yesterday, maybe. I posted about wanting to test and someone messaged me and they were like, don't do it. And they were like, oh, they had tested early and gotten a negative and then spent, you know, the next few days devastated and then got a positive. So she was like, just don't do it. But I think she tested like day four, day 5.
God. Yeah.
Not day 7, like sensible me. But yeah, I studied those line progressions and my deduction from my studies is that day 7 is probably a goer.
Yeah, I think, and you know, I'm sure that anybody who works at an IVF clinic would be like, shut up, Gabby, stop talking.
Shit, yeah. I shouldn't say this, should I?
No, I think it's important because I think it's like a lot of stuff. Like, I think people do it. So I think it is important to discuss it.
Yeah, people like, do it a lot. People do it a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm shocked at how many people do it. But I think, like, when we were writing our book, I spoke to a counsellor about it. And she was like, it's down to an individual preference. If testing early is what helps you and your anxiety, then then do it. But, you know, know, you've got to know the risks and understand the pitfalls, aka testing too soon, getting HCG from the trigger, or just knowing that testing too early might not give you an exact result. I think as long as you take all of that into account and then make a judgment on which way you want to go, then I suppose it's fine.
I think my rationale, you know, the first time I tested early was when you are trying to conceive naturally, you test, I think it's, 14 days after you've ovulated-ish? Now, if we're looking at, like, how this works, your embryo is, like, a five-day embryo, right?
Yeah.
So that would be, I mean, that adds 5 days to your, so that's essentially 5 days from ovulation already. So you're adding another 7 days to that if you're going to test on Saturday, which maths fans would know is 12 days. So you're really only 2 days early.
Yeah. I just think I'm down with it. I do feel like a bit of a cop out. I'm not doing the 2 week wait. It's not even 2 weeks. It's 11 days. It's an 11 day wait because I did a 5 day transfer and I'm copping out of it, which I feel is, it's kind of, letting my side down a bit.
I do think the important thing with this is to set a day that you're going to do it and stick to it instead of just going, I'm just going to do it. Just like having a day in mind. I think that's quite helpful.
Yes. I'm quite set on it. There is one potential pitfall, which is if it's Mr. Gabby's birthday on Friday, and we are going for dinner, which will be a very tame affair. But if he ends up going for more drinks afterwards, and I don't know if he will, and then if he winds up like hungover on Saturday, then I don't think that's an appropriate time to test, because imagine being hungover and then finding out news. It's weird. Don't like it.
Being hungover and really, really sad.
Yeah. Or really happy and nervous and wanting to plan, but really not being able to get your head around it. Like, and then not remembering the moment. Like, it's not the one. So it's not the one. So there is a chance we won't test on Saturday.
Okay. Well, depending. Excited to find out.
I know, right? On the edge of your seat.
Yeah. Well, let's talk again once you've tested.
Let's talk again after I've tested. It's good. I feel like I've gotten through the week because I've had my week of working at home on my own, in my own head. Whereas tomorrow it's my husband's birthday. We've got cake, we've got presents, we've got, stuff to do. Then dinner with friends. I feel like this time's going to zoom past. It's just this week has been like, oh my God, how am I going to get through?
Yeah, you made it though. You made it through almost a whole week.
Almost. Not quite.
Almost a whole week.
Oh dear. Yeah.
It's good to have distractions. Okay. All right, mate. Well, listen, we'll talk again after you've tested. If you are a listener and you are going through a hard time at the moment and you cannot listen to that episode, don't listen to it.
Yeah, please. Don't listen to it. Obviously, we'll put trigger warnings on it. This episode is fine. I was going to say, actually, if anyone's listening to this in their own 2 week wait and looking for support, I was messaging someone today as well who was asking, and I just said that, do you remember the Mindful IVF app? I'm fairly certain that has got some 2 week wait meditations that people have found quite helpful. And Alice Rose has also got a free course about the unknown and feeling present, which I think is basically what the 2 week wait is, and trying to be, get out of your own head. So that's probably good as well, just to shout those out.
Amazing. Good resources, Gabs.
Thanks, man.
And again, I'm going to repeat, if you're in a difficult place right now, if you're having a hard time, don't listen to the next episode. Just chill. It's fine. You don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
You can listen to it another time, or you can never listen to it. That's fine too.
Yep. All things are acceptable.
Yep. All right, mate. Well, I'll speak to you very soon.
Okay. See you later.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.